Dan Bongino.
Welcome to the Bongino Brief. I'm Dan Bongino. My gosh, this might have been the greatest miscalculation by the deep state, law enforcement, Democrat, left, entertainment, Hollywood, liberal, activist, communist, socialist community we have ever seen in the history of the United States. The raid, yes, raid, we'll get to that later. Raid, R-A-I, remember this, I take the commercial, raid. The raid on Donald Trump's house is about to backfire in apocalyptic fashion for the left. And trust me when I tell you, they know it. They really thought on the left. And I can't say this enough. I have this Trump theory. Joe, do you remember this? We haven't brought this up at all. Pardon the language here, but it's the show your ass theory of Donald Trump. Do you remember this when
yeah,
I started about this?
I remember, a while back.
We used to bring this up a lot.
Yeah.
The examples are everywhere. The gist of it is this. How the left and their police state, deep state enforcers at the FBI and DOJ thought they were going to raid the home of Donald Trump while nobody was around there. Donald Trump wasn't even there. On ridiculous, spurious Presidential Records Act nonsense over a napkin or something they wanted. He might have wrote a note in a napkin. I saw they confiscated. And there wasn't going to be an national, international backlash. I'm even getting emails from people from Australia. Listeners, I'm not kidding. Like, Dan, I can't believe what's happening over there. They're talking about us. How they thought that was going to happen and fly under the radar is so freaking ridiculous that I'm stunned that the Democrats, who are usually tactically more efficient politically than this, political tactics, how they screwed this up as badly as they did, and it's glorious to watch. It's working. The heat you're bringing is awesome. The calls you're making to your congressmen, state officials, local officials, call everyone. They are melting down. They're panicking. I'm going to prove it to you. But here's my Trump show your ass theory. Pardon the language, but it's if you old listeners know what I mean. Donald Trump is the first Republican president, major Republican Party figure. I'd even go farther than just president, a long time. You guys ever hear this theory before? Who didn't play into the expected reaction of the left. In other words, what I mean is the left has gotten complacent over the last 4 or 5 decades on a playbook when they attack national Republican figures, Reagan, Bush, all of them, right? Romney, whoever it may be. They call you a racist or a fascist or a Nazi for whatever. It doesn't matter what you did. You got caught shopping in a grocery store. It doesn't matter. And what did the left do in the past? Joe, you've been following this long. The left would do it and the right would do what? The figure would apologize, right? Oh, I'm so sorry. I got caught shopping in a grocery store. Yeah. That is definitely racist. The fact that that's ridiculous didn't matter. They would always, always apologize. Always. Donald Trump is the first major party Republican figure for the Republicans who never did that. Again, the show your ass theory. He would give them the double-barreled, family-friendly middle finger, and whenever they made fun of him or called him a racist about something, he would just simply double down. The left, who is now used to Republicans acquiescing and apologizing, Donald Trump does not apologize. Do you understand the left didn't have the skill set to respond? Because it never happened. And this makes sense. Is this segment dumb? Do you not like it? They had no skill set. It's like, in other words, it's like, you're the greatest fastball hitter in the world. You are the Babe Ruth of hitting fastballs. And then all of a sudden you get a guy and throws a knuckleball, you strike out 9 times. You're still a great hitter. You just never knew how to hit the knuckleball. They didn't know how to respond when you call someone a racist and he responds back and tells you to go yourself. So what did they do? The left decided to try to get him to respond. They were going to go crazier and crazier and crazier to the point of FBI raids at his house. Folks, please, please trust me. This theory, I'm telling you, is true. I have studied these people like an anthropologist. They didn't know what to do. He's not apologizing for being a racist. Call him a racisty racist. He's not apologizing now. Call him a Nazi, homophobic, transphobic, fascist, racisty racist. He's not apologizing now. Raid his house. That's where TDS begins. Yes, that's the genesis of Trump derangement syndrome. This theory is true. If you're looking for a new rifle or shotgun, I wholeheartedly recommend Henry Repeating Arms. You can visit them at henryusa.com. They've got more than 200 models to choose from, plus new releases throughout the year. And trust me, folks, you cannot beat their quality and their craftsmanship. Henry's come in a wide variety of calibers, everything from 22s up to long-distance hunting rounds. And there's so many finishes to choose from. Blued steel, hardened brass and silver, antique color case, even an all-weather finish that can handle the toughest outdoor conditions. Some models have octagon barrels that are beautifully machined and polished. And they only use the best grades of genuine American walnut for their stocks. And I also like that they're made in America by a family-owned business that gives you a lifetime warranty. They have affordable models starting at $250, collectible editions that are splurge-worthy up to $3,000, and many options in between. And call them if you have questions. Their award-winning customer service team can help you find the Henry that's right for you. Start by ordering a copy of their free catalog at henryusa.com. They'll mail you the catalog with two free decals and a list of dealers in your area. That's henryusa.com for a free catalog and decals. henryusa.com.
With cyber attacks on the rise, protecting your data security is more important than ever. So why is Congress considering a law that puts your data at greater risk of being hacked and exposed to foreign networks? The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill shifts billions in consumer spending to less secure payment networks, all so that corporate megastores can make bigger profits. Don't let Durbin-Marshall steal your data. Visit handsoffmyrewards.com/security and tell your senators to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
Paid for by Electronic Payments Coalition.
So how does show your ass mean? It finally, the left started to show you who they really are. They showed you their rumps. They've always been people who wanted to raid Republican houses. They always wanted to be people who censored you online. They just were quiet about it in the past because they got what they wanted almost immediately from Republicans who were wussies. Now the Republican won't apologize, and the left has showed you their rump. They have showed you who they really are. Now it is backfiring on them in spectacular fashion. Where do we go in the morning for the leftist meltdowns, the daily meltdowns, which are getting to be epic? I'm sorry for that long intro. If you didn't like that segment, my apologies, but it's really critical to understanding the chronology of how we got to advanced level TDS now. Playbook, Politico Playbook, the source of leftist meltdowns every morning. Here, Playbook again today. Noting that even insider strategists are saying if there was ever a lane for a Trumpy but not Trump Republican in the 2024 presidential primary, it now appears to be that much narrower. They completely handed him a lifeline, groused one Republican strategist who advises a potential rival to Trump in 2024. And the Republican strategist notes, quote, unbelievable. It puts everybody in the wagon for Trump again. It's just taken the wind out of everybody's sails. For any other Trumpian candidate, the strategist said, it's over. This is just glorious. This is just glorious. How they have no skill set to fight Trump other than outright, open, blatant authoritarianism, censorship, and abuse of government, the FBI and DOJ.
And he still wrecked
them. They have nothing. And they wrecked them, damn near killed them. I mean, they don't know what to, I mean, talking about the show you're asking, they don't know what to do. Everything they do results in massive blowback to them. It's incredible. They essentially, and I would agree with this, just probably cleared the field, or most of it, 2024 for Trump. Donald Trump, I kid you not, his best friends, I am not messing with you on this, Donald Trump's best friends are the mainstream media and the show your ass left. They can't, it is true.
Yeah.
It's absolutely true.
Yeah.
They cannot control themselves around this guy. They cannot control themselves. They just can't. They accuse him of being out of control. Tweets, look at his. They're the ones who have turned into the moon bats we knew they were. Now, this the blowback on the FBI and DOJ, ladies and gentlemen, is through the roof. Keep it up. Do not let up. But folks, Ron Paul, back in 1988, warned us about a lot of this with the FBI. Here's a clip of Ron Paul back in 1988 warning us what was going to happen with the FBI when one party, the Democrats, gains full political control over an organization with agents who can take your life and take your freedom and ruin your life and confiscate your property. I want you to listen to this. Very, very prescient. Check this out.
Most of our history, we didn't have those institutions. The FBI came in during the First World War. And interestingly enough, the one thing that Woodrow Wilson did, he used the FBI to spy on American citizens and actually arrest them if they disagreed with his foreign policy about going to war in Europe. And isn't it interesting how recent they used it in the Vietnam era? Democrats used it there. Republicans used the FBI to spy on 100 different groups in this country, including the churches, who disagree with the policy in Central America. It almost looks like the FBI was designed to spy on Americans who might be disagreeing with policy, especially the foreign policy. So the FBI, although I don't think I could condemn everything they've ever done, because I'm sure some of the investigations and investigation of crime has been beneficial, but that could be accomplished through Justice Department within our states. We wouldn't reject that portion of it. But I think the FBI has kept and continues to keep a lot of records on a lot of individuals.
Man, ain't that the truth? The FBI warned us about them, Ron Paul, back in 1988, how a rogue FBI has the power to ruin your life, influence international politics, influence elections. Ladies and gentlemen, this is the third consecutive election the FBI and Department of Justice are going to have interfered in an election to try to steal it. The third one. How much more of this are you willing to take? Reform is needed immediately. Firings, terminations at the top level. There are no half measures here. Say, Mobb Deep said, ain't no such thing as halfway crooks. We got to go all the way and clear out the top levels of the FBI with major, major reform. They plant stories with the media, the FBI. They abuse database access. They lie to FISA court judges. They suppress evidence about their political allies, the Hunter Biden laptop. They use strategic leaks to the media to discredit opponents. They raid homes of their political opponents. It is over. The FBI is over. It is over. The glory days of people looking up to the FBI and the TV shows, it's over. It's over. And the FBI management did it. Now, because the FBI understands that it's over for them, the days of getting deference from the right, who generally, and I still do support vigorously law enforcement and the job they do, they are not enforcing the law anymore. They are a political body. They don't get law enforcement deference anymore. Law enforcement needs oversight too at all levels. Because they know it is over for them once these midterm elections happen, and hopefully you registered to vote. If you're not registered to vote for these midterms, vote like your life depends on it, because your liberty certainly does. Elections coming up this year. Don't wait for the presidential. It's coming up this year in the midterms. They know it's over. Please call your representatives in Congress. Email them again today. Please, please, I'm begging you, action matters. I promise you behind the scenes, I'm doing my part here too. I'm not speaking with forked tongue. I'm an activist first, host second. Please get on the phone with their office today and demand full reform of the FBI. Hearings. People should be fired. Demand it. Demand it. Don't ask, demand it. These people work for you.
The Dan Bongino Show.
If you'd like to hear more, subscribe to The Dan Bongino Show, wherever you get your podcasts.